I want you to look at Matthew chapter 28 and look at verse 18 through 20. Look what Jesus said. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me. You got Matthew 28? All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye. That means us. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, not just America, all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And then if you look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. See, our Jerusalem is Ravenna. And in Judea, and in Samaria, and the othermost part of the earth. God has commanded us not just to take the gospel to America, not just to take the gospel to Ravenna, to the state of Ohio, and Ohio and Michigan and North Carolina, and you name anywhere you want on this continent, but he's told us to go all over the whole world. I chose about 8 letters. We used to support, a little over 100 missionaries. We don't support that many now. We're around 81 somewhere. We're in the 80s. We had to drop some of them because of the finances. But if you don't give the Faith Promise missions, would you pray about giving the Faith Promise missions? Faith Promise missions is very important. Every week I give a portion of my check to Faith Promise Missions. You pray about what God would have you give. But we're commanded to give. Even if you give a couple dollars, it adds up. Everything counts. I want to challenge you. We don't talk a lot about Faith Promise Missions, but we do it all year round. We never stop. The lifeline of those missionaries is the home churches. You'll see in one of our missionaries, he even mentions it. I think it's he's over in Australia. Bartlett. I think in Brother Bartlett's letter, he brings up how he's lost support. And in Brother Harold's letter, you'll see that those are over in Europe. Our missionaries in Europe, they get like, I think, 62 cents on a dollar. So it almost takes $2 to give him $1.20, $1.24. So you see what they're being faced with. By the way, lest I would forget, if you see Dee Cottrell, which I haven't seen her today, today is Dee's, tell Dee happy birthday if you see her. Once every 2 months, once in a while, I bring these missionary letters up to you. And I know I don't preach to you much that night, but the reason I do it, I want you to know your missionaries. And I want to keep them in front of you. We have a missions program here, and Rod, the Bible says we're to occupy till we come. I know Jesus is coming back, but I'm going to tell you right now, that first 250, when I get $250,000, I don't, Brother Jordan, I don't know if I would get the building built. But if I get the money to start, we're going to start. I'm not going to stop doing what God's commanded us to do. We're to keep busy occupying for Christ until he comes, Bill. Do I believe he's coming? I believe he could come even while I'm talking right now. That's how close we are. But I'm going to tell you, we're to go full force. As long as we got time. Why, the Bible, Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse 4, night cometh when no man can work. Well, night hasn't come yet. We're still in the light. We still got time. And while we got time, we ought to make every day, every week, every month, every year count for God. And so, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Even Christians, you ought to leave the church in your will. You ought to leave at least 10% of your net income. You ought to leave to the church. Leave a portion to God. You say, Bob, what was that preacher? I came to Wednesday night. I never blow me out on money. No. I'm just giving you biblical principles. And you said, you know, when I was a young kid, they had an American Baptist church down the street from me in North Toledo. They had about 20 people, and they went on for years. And I had that little storefront, and I really wanted their building. Never did get their building. And they might have 10 or 15 people. I'd have built, my building would be packed out. I'd have all the people. I'd have no money. And they had, but all the old people there, when they died, they just left that. And that church went on for years on the donations of the members. That's what's wrong with Fundamental Baptists. We don't leave nothing behind. We leave it to the kids to blow and waste on stuff. I'm not against leaving stuff. I told my kids, Brother Marty, Mike, I'm not leaving nothing to my kids. They're getting it all now. I say, hey, you be happy. I'm giving it to you now because when I leave, I ain't leaving you nothing. You know? How many are still with me? And so, but you pray about that. Be part of the Faith Promise Missions. And it's you're laying up treasures in heaven. Brother Art Carpio, one of our my favorite missionaries, very close to me and Pastor David. He's very close to us. Our hearts are knit, unbelievable. And all those church, he was sharing up. How many was it, Pastor Dave? How many have they? Him and his brother started 26. Yeah, and all those people that got saved, we've got part of that. Like, I think we send Art $100, $125 a month. I don't know exactly what we send. We send him more. He takes that money that we send him, and he supports missionaries in the Philippines to build churches. And so, and all those people, we're going to get part reward of all those souls being saved. When you see Brother Harold, whoever got Brother Harold, he's starting to pack that little that Marriott room up. He's packing it out lately. And, I mean, it's exciting. And I got to go over there, Brother Coolidge. I was over in Stuttgart. I was in that building. I helped prepare. I was there passing out, promoting people. Matter of fact, one of the men that I witnessed at a Burger King came to that church and joined, one of the armed servicemen, you know. So it's been exciting to me, not just because I had part of it, but our church got part of it. And all those people that got saved, I think he said two or three got saved recently, we have part of that. Matter of fact, it's called Bethel Baptist of Stuttgart because he came out of our church. We are the sending church of Harold Pierce, Bethel Baptist of Stuttgart. It's right out of this church. You have a church that's sent out from you in Germany, Stuttgart, pretty exciting, amen? And it's called Bethel Baptist. And so one of our missionaries used to be in Africa. He started a church called Bethel Baptist over in Zambia, Africa. I mean, it's just amazing. You know. And so all these missionaries that we support, they're winning people to Christ. All those Filipinos that we support, they're winning hundreds and hundreds of missionaries, people to Christ. You're going to have part of that. You know, I'll say this. I don't hope no one takes me wrong. I made some investments in my life, and I've lost some money. I've lost money in the stock market. I've lost a little bit of money in the stock market. But you know what? The thousands of dollars that I put into missions, I've never lost on that. That the greatest investment I ever made, Brother Bill, was in souls for Christ. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So you pray about it. Maybe you could pray and say, God, what could I invest? Because that's an investment that the stock market can never take away. That's eternity. Yep. Amen? Right. That's the greatest investment you'll ever make, and it's the greatest investment I ever made. And I keep making it every week of my life. And a portion of my check, I give every, and those that count the money know I'm not making a lie. They know I'm telling the truth. You can ask any of my deacons or the men. Every week, I give a portion every week of my check, and every week I give to missions. And so I'm not trying to beat a drum. I'm just saying I'm not ever asking you to do nothing I won't do myself. Amen? Okay.